刚才师哥一开始问了我们两个问题。
Ask us two questions.
你愿意脱离罪恶的重担吗？
Are you willing to be free from the sin?
全能是在血。
The power is in the blood.
你愿意脱离罪恶的辖制吗？
Are you willing to be free from the bondage of sin?
全能是在血。
The power is in the blood.
今天早晨我们要看一个非常重要的题目。
Today we will look at a very important message.
讲到主耶稣宝血伟大的功效。
This is the great effect of Jesus.
但是在我们讲到这个功效之前，
Before we talk about it,
我们有几个问题我们需要先解决。
I want to solve a few problems.
我们中国人常说的一句话。
We Chinese always say,
人非圣贤，孰能无过？
There's no saint who can be without blemish.
所以我们会觉得犯大错犯小错这是难免的事情。
So we think it's natural to sin.
但是亲爱的朋友和弟兄姊妹们。
But dear brothers and sisters and friends.
是的，人非圣贤，孰能无过。
It is true that there's no saint, nobody can be without blemish.
对我们所已经犯的过错，要怎么样子来解决呢？
But how do we amend the sins that we have committed already?
当一个人犯错的时候。
When we make a mistake.
他可能得罪了四方面。
Maybe he offended four people, four areas.
第一方面，他得罪了自己的良心。
First of all, he offended his own conscience.
第二方面，他可能得罪了他所伤害的人，包括了他的父母。
Secondly, he might offend some people, maybe his parents.
第三方面，他可能得罪了地上的法律。
Thirdly, he might violate the law on earth.
但是不管前面三个，他得罪了一个或是三个。
Regardless if he offended one or three of the above.
但是得罪的第四方面，得罪神是永远成立的一件事情。
But yet offending God is the forever truth.
我们可以用人非圣贤，孰能无过来搪塞，来弥补自己良心的控告。
We can use this as an excuse that no one is saint.
因为我们可能没有得罪地上的法律。
Because maybe we didn't violate the law on earth.
可能没有别人知道我犯了什么错。
Maybe nobody knows what kind of sin we committed.
所以我用一句话来安慰我的良心，叫它 silence.
So we can use this a statement to silence my conscience.
佛教告诉人说放下屠刀，立地成佛。
The Buddhism tells us the moment that you lay down on your sword, you become a Buddha.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果我们对罪是用这样子的态度
if this is our attitude towards sin,
我们活在自欺欺人的一种的假象底下
we're deceiving ourselves and others.
圣经上告诉我们说人是神所创造的
the Bible tells us we are created by God.
人犯罪人是得罪了造他的神
when we sin we offend the God
自然都犯了罪亏欠了神的荣耀
the whole world has sinned and fall short of God's glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们得罪神的这件事情如果不解决
So if we do not resolve this problem that we offend God,
不管我们今天在地上怎样逃避我们犯罪之后的不安和审判
It doesn't matter how we silence our conscience and our guilt.
早晚有一天我们要站在神的面前
There's one day, sooner or later, we will stand before God.
启示录第七章告诉我们，当羔羊要来审判这地上的时候
Revelation chapter 7 tells us the Lamb of God will come to judge the world.
他从君王到底下为奴隶的，他们都躲到山洞，躲到岩石的里面去。
All the kings, from the kings to the slaves of this world, they all hide themselves in the cave.
宁可叫大山压在他的身上。
They'd rather be oppressed by the mountains.
让他可以躲避神的面，躲避羔羊的愤怒。
So that they can hide themselves from the face of God and the wrath of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要知道犯罪不光只是得罪人，得罪法律。
So we have to know that when we sin, we don't just offend other people or violate the law.
犯罪最严肃的一件事情是得罪了审判全地的主。
The most severe aspect of sin is that we offend the God that judges the world.
我1979年出国的，来到美国。
I came to America in 1979.
我记得那时候我们刚刚到学校读书的时候。没有车子，所以学长们呢，常常在周末的时候就开一个大坦克车一样，把我们所有的新来的塞了几辆车带去买东西。
We didn't have cars, so the senior students would come to pack us in a big car on weekends to go shopping.
所以有一天我们跑到这个，在美国东部有一个叫 TGNY， 有点像是你的 Target 一样啊，我们去买一些日用品。
So one day we went to a discount store TGNY.
结果我们这几个人一起出来的时候
when we came out.
突然有两个 TGNY 的这个警卫跑过来。
All of a sudden, two guards from TGNY came to chase us.
把我们中间的一个女孩子突然拉到旁边去。
And they grabbed one of the girls among us.
叫她把皮包打开来。
And they commanded her to open her purse.
原来她在她里面偷了一些东西放在里面。
she shoplifted something.
然后就马上把她抓到警察局，关在监狱里面去。
So she was jailed.
其他的故事我不讲了啊。
I won't go on to the rest of the story.
亲爱的朋友，当我们一起从TGNY里面出来的时候，
When we came out of the store TGNY,
是TGNY的警察。 这个警卫过来抓他。
It was the security guard that captured her.
并不是旁边麦当劳的警卫来抓他。
Was not McDonald's the security guard of McDonald's.
也不是旁边炸鸡店的人来抓他。
Or the fried chicken stores.
因为他犯罪，他得罪了TGNY的。
Because she sinned and she offended the store TGNY.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道犯罪得罪了良心，我们用各样的方法让自己的良心平安。
We know that when we offend our conscience, we try all means to soothe our conscience.
我们得罪了家人，我们向家人道歉。
When we offend our family, we apologize.
我们得罪了地上的法律，我们要受地上法律的制裁。
And when we violate the law of the world, then we have to get punished.
但是我们却忽略了一件事情，我们得罪了神。
But we often neglected that we offended God.
照着圣经上所说的，人人都有一死。
The Bible says everyone will die and then there's judgment after death.
我们所有来到地上的人,
every one of us on
the 没有一个人能够免掉这件事情。
No one can escape this result.
也没有一个人可以替代你我站在审判台前。
And no one can replace us to stand before the judgment throne.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们讲到保险为大功用之前, 我们必须先重视人类犯罪这件严肃的事情。
So before we go on to this topic, we have to take a serious look at this sin.
神是一个慈爱的神。
God is a loving God with mercy.
但是神也是一个圣洁公义的神。
But yet he's also holy and righteous.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
甚至当人类堕落成为罪人之后, 他还爱我们。
He loves us even when we fall and become sinners.
我们会说呢，他爱我们，他为什么要审判我们？
Then we might argue, if he loves us, why does he still judge us?
因为他是一个圣洁公义的神。
Because he's holy and righteous.
断不能够以有罪的为无罪。
He cannot hold a sinner as righteous.
亲爱的朋友，如果你说是爱，就可以解决问题。
If you think love can solve everything.
如果有人把你的孩子给杀了，跑来跟你道歉以后，是不是就没事了？
If someone kills your son and come over to apologize, would that solve everything?
或者这些青少年在马路上看见年轻的女孩子就去强暴她，强暴完以后说对不起，我后悔了，就可以解决了。
Can the gangsters just apologize after gang rape or something?
这样子就可以解决问题了吗？
Can that solve all the problems?
那这个世界怎么办？
What happened to this world?
人是一个慈爱的神。
God is a loving God.
神爱人，甚至爱罪人。
He loves everyone, even sinners.
但是他是一个圣洁公义的神，他恨恶罪啊。
But yet he hates sin because he's righteous and holy.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就跟我们平常人了解的医生一样。
Just like the doctors that we know.
他们恨恶癌症，恨恶艾滋病。
They hate cancer, they hate AIDS.
但是他们同情，他们愿意去帮助这些病人。
But yet they sympathize and willing to help patients.
是的，我们爱他们，我们帮助他们。可能我们所爱的人长了癌症，我们爱他。
Maybe our beloved one have cancer and we love them.
我们讲到癌症，我们讲到艾滋病，我们就生气，我们就恨恶他。
But we get so upset when we talk about cancer and AIDS, we hate them.
所以有人讲得很超然，我不下地狱，谁下地狱？
Some people might be very careful. They say, if I don't go to hell, who will go to hell?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友，这是不认识救恩的人所说的无知的话语。
And this is ignorant words spoken by people who don't know.
就跟一个人说，我不长艾滋病，要让谁去长啊？所以就叫别人去传染他一样。
It's just like if someone volunteers to get AIDS and says, if I don't get AIDS, who will get AIDS?
神今天爱我们。
God loves us.
他来就是要来救我们。
He came to save us.
但是他恨恶罪恶。
But yet he hates sin.
他一定要解决罪的事情。
And he has to solve the problem of sin.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们要讲宝血之前，我们要先讲第一个问题。
So before we talk about the precious blood, we have to ask one question.
为什么要有血？
Why blood?
为什么非要借着血，人才能人的罪才能得到赦免？
Why can sins only be forgiven through blood?
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，是为了两个原因啊。
For two reasons.
第一个原因我们已经讲过，这是神圣洁公义的要求。
First of all, we say this is the requirement of God who is holy and righteous.
因为圣经上神告诉我们，在希伯来书第九章，若不借着血，罪就不能够得到赦免。
Because Bible in Hebrews chapter 9 tells us, without blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
这是神定的规矩。
And this is God's law.
这是人犯罪的代价。
And this is the price we have to pay by sinning.
因为这是神对付罪最后的结局，就是要把罪、死和魔鬼丢到永远的火湖里面去。
Because God's plan is at the end, put death, sin, and
还魔鬼。
and the devil into the lake of fire.
所以今天我们的罪不解决。
So today, if we, our sins are not done away with,
今天仇敌在我们里面的权势不解决,
if the power of the enemy is not done with on us,
当那一天神把魔鬼丢到火湖里去的时候,
that day when God cast the enemy into the lake of fire,
所有被罪和死亡的毒钩勾住的人一起被丢下去,
anyone that's under the power and the hook of the sin will also be thrown into the lake of fire.
并不是我们的神愿意把我们丢到火湖去, 弟兄姊妹,
it's not that God likes to throw us into the
fire.
But this is the judgment for Satan. So today, if we don't accept the salvation of Jesus, then all the power of sin and enemy is still on us.
当神在那里审判罪、审判魔鬼的时候,
so when God judges sin and Satan,
所有还被罪恶、死亡、毒钩勾着的，就一同被审判。
Anyone that's under the dominion of sin and Satan will all be judged.
我还是弄我刚才的例子啊，当一个医生在那里为病人开刀的时候，
just like the example I show you when the doctors operating on the patient for AIDS or cancer.
他的兴趣并不是像杀猪的一样，想东割一块肉，西割一块肉。
He's not like a when he's feeding and his attitude is not like a butcher.
而是哪里被癌症感染了，被癌症伤害到了。 他为了爱的缘故，他必须除掉它。
For love's sake, he will take away any parts that infected by the cancer cells.
所以为了神公义的要求，神说不流血，罪不得赦免。
So because of the righteous requirement of God, if there's no blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
因为在利未记17章告诉我们，
In Leviticus chapter 17,
他说所有活物，他的生命在他的血里面。
All creatures, the life is in the blood.
血可以叫，因为血里面有生命，所以血可以替人赎罪。
Because there's life in the blood, so the blood can be the atonement for sin.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的血流光的话，这个人的生命也就结束了。
So if all our blood is drained, then our life is over.
生命在他的血里面。
Because our life is in our blood.
所以为什么血能够为人赎罪呢？
So why can sin be atonement for sin?
因为血里面有生命。
Because there is life in blood.
换句话说，我们今天第一个问题是为什么要借着血？为什么要有血？
In another words, our first question is why blood? Why there has to be blood?
因为流血说到他为我们付了代价，他为我们付了赎价，他替我们死。
Because by shedding the blood, he paid the price for us. He died for us.
所以要有血，第一件事情是因为是神圣洁公义的要求。
So the first reason for blood, because this is the righteous requirement of God.
犯罪必须要有代价。
There has to be a price for sin.
而这个代价是需要死亡，需要用生命来抵偿。
And this price is death and life.
而圣经上就用血来替人赎罪。
So the blood will redeem us from sin.
为什么要用血的第二个原因是讲到神的慈爱，弟兄姊妹。
The second reason is God's love.
我想我们很不能够了解，很多人说神好残忍啊，在旧约里面啊，要叫人杀牛杀羊，这些牛羊无辜啊，为什么叫他们来替人死呢？
Sometimes we don't understand. We will say, why can God be so cruel that He demands people to kill animals for sacrifices?
弟兄姊妹，这是因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
如果我们每一个人都要为自己的罪付上代价的话，
if every one of us has to pay the price for our own sins,
没有一个人能够救自己。
No one can save our own.
因为没有一个人能够凭着自己的行为在神这个圣洁的神面前能够站立得住。
Because nobody can stand before God with our own righteousness.
所以在主耶稣来之前的旧约时代， 神立了杀牛杀羊的这件条文，让神的百姓去做这件事。
So in the Old Testament era, before Jesus came, God set these rules for animal sacrifices.
但是到了新约，我们就明白了，希伯来书第四章告诉我们。
But in the New Testament era, now we can understand. In Hebrews chapter 4, it tells us.
Chapter 10, 它是牛羊的血断不能叫人赎罪。
Because the blood of the animal cannot free sin.
它不过是暂时把我们的罪给遮盖起来。
It just temporarily covered our sin.
暂时把旧约神百姓的罪，他们因着信心，他们杀牛杀羊，神就把他们的罪用血先遮盖起来。
People in the Old Testament, when they offer their animal sacrifices, because of their faith, their sins are temporarily covered.
但是这个罪的除去，这个罪完全得到赦免，要在基督完成救赎之后。
But freedom from sin and the forgiveness the thorough forgiveness of sin is after Jesus.
我们看一下希伯来书第九章，好吗？
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9.
14节到15节我来读啊。
Verse 14 and 15.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无耻献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死，赎了人在前约，就是旧约啊，前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。所以在旧约，所有神百姓的罪，因着基约新约基督受死，就为人赎了罪。
All the sins that committed under the first covenant, were redeemed through Jesus Christ.
所以神在这里立了一个血的约，
so there's a covenant of blood，
是为了爱的缘故，
because of love，
因为没有一个人可以为自己的罪站在神的面前，
no one can stand before God for our own sin。
旧约神的百姓因为主耶稣还没有来，所以用牛羊的血暂时叫他们的罪被遮盖。
In the Old Testament era before Jesus came, the people can be, their sins can be temporarily covered。
换一句话说，
In another word,
在神的眼中，
in God's eyes,
人犯罪以后只有两个可能的结果。
There are only two possible consequences of sin.
一个，
One,
人必须去面对神永远的审判。
Man has to face God's eternal judgment.
第二个，
Secondly,
只有借着一个圣洁没有瑕疵的血或是生命来替人付这个代价。
Through a holy and unblemished life that to be paid as a price for sin.
不要说牛羊的血没有资格替人赎罪。
So the animal's blood is not qualified to redeem people's sin.
就连地上一个最好的好人为我们死，他都没有资格替我们赎罪。
Even a good person on earth is not qualified to redeem us.
因为我们已经说过，人的生命已经被罪给玷污，已经坏了。
Because everyone is contaminated by sin.
所以人的血没有资格替人赎罪。
So anyone's blood is not qualified to redeem us.
啊，今天连我们物质的血都已经玷污了啊。这个我记得我在88年开刀的时候。
I remember in 1988 when I was having operation.
那我连这个 Stanford 这么好的医院，他们医生对自己血库的血都不信任。
Even the doctors did not have confidence with the blood in their blood bank.
所以他叫我在开刀前每一个周末。每一个礼拜进去抽一袋血出来留着。
So he asked, they asked me to go and draw some blood week after week before the operation.
因为怕艾滋病会传染到我的身上。
Because they were afraid that I might get infected by AIDS.
所以他原来估计我只要手术六个小时。
So they estimated that I will my operation will last for 6 hours.
所以我留了三袋血。
So I left 3 bags of
blood. 就那天一开刀开了15个小时。
But they didn't know the operation went on for 15 hours.
我这三袋血根本不够用。
So my blood was the blood in the blood bank was not enough.
即使在这个情形底下，医生还是不愿意去用血库的血。
Even under such critical circumstances, the doctors were not willing to use the blood in the blood bank.
所以他拿一个 filter 一个过滤器，把我身上流出来的脏血过滤了以后，再放回到我的身体来。
So they used a filter to recycle the blood shed on the operation table.
弟兄姊妹，连这个物质的血都已经脏了。
Our physical blood is already contaminated.
更不要说血里面的那个生命和灵魂早就已经被罪恶玷污了。
Let alone the spirit in the blood is already contaminated.
连我都是要一个受审判的人，要被定罪的人，我的血怎么能够为你赎罪呢？
I'm just a sinner ready to be judged. How can I redeem other people's sins?
只有神的儿子。
Only God's son.
他不仅仅有永远的生命，有神性在他的里面。
Not only has eternal life and God's nature in him.
刚才说的，他是借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
And he offered himself through eternal spirit, offered himself unblemished to God.
还有一个完全干净圣洁的血，他要为我们流出来。
A completely clean and holy blood shed for us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事情，我们讲到为什么需要血。
So this is the first thing we talk about, why blood.
在这里我们想到第二个问题。
Second question.
那么神在这里赦免我们。
Now God is forgiving us.
赦免到什么程度呢？
To what degree?
主耶稣宝血流出来，原谅我们，原谅到什么程度呢？
The blood is shed so that God is forgiven us. To what extent?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，当我们接受了基督的宝血。
The Bible tells us when we receive the precious blood.
我们就不再被定罪了。
We're no longer condemned.
神赦免我们。
God forgives us.
他完全赦免我们。
Completely.
他把我们所有的过犯都赦免了。
Forgive all our sins.
我们看一节圣经好不好？
Let's turn to one. Let's look at one verse.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians.
283页。
Colossians chapter 1.
283页啊。
Colossians chapter 1.
好，我们请从20节读到22节，我们一同来读。
Let's read together verses 20 through 22.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。请你们特别注意二十二节的后半。
Please pay attention to verse 22.
叫我们跟他和好。
So that we can be reconciled.
底下说什么？成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。我们读的时候会说 ，It's not me， 不是在讲我。
So that we can be presented holy in His sight without blemish and free from accusation. You might say this is not me.
但是这节圣经是对所有接受耶稣救赎的人说的。
But yeah, this verse is for everyone who receives His salvation.
当我们接受他的宝血救赎的时候
，When we receive His salvation,
神不是直接看我们。
God does not look at us directly.
神是透过基督的宝血来看我们。
It's through the precious blood of Jesus.
刚才我们说过，在利未记十七章告诉我们，说在血里面有生命。
In Leviticus chapter 17, it tells us there's life in the blood.
当神每一次看我们的时候
，So every time when God looks at us,
他就先看见了基督的宝血。
He sees the blood of Jesus.
他透过宝血看我们。
Through the blood, He saw us.
每一次神看我们。
So every time God sees us,
他就看见基督宝血里面那个完美圣洁无可责备的生命。
He sees this life that's in Jesus' blood is holy and without blemish.
这就是为什么希伯来的作者告诉我们。
That is why the author of the book of Hebrews
借着他的血为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Through His blood, a new and living way is open for us.
然后我们来到神面前的时候，我们是可以坦然无惧。
So that we can boldly come before God with confidence.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正是宝血的时候
，So if we really know the blood,
我们在主的面前真是坦然无惧。
We can really be bold and confident.
也不是我比从前更好。
It's not that I'm better than before.
不是因为我最近比较乖，我赶到神的面前。
Or that recently I'm just better than before.
也不是因为我最近犯了错，我不好意思到神的面前。
Or it's because I have sinned recently, so I feel embarrassed.
我今天能够到神的面前只有一个根据。
Today we can come before God because of only one thing.
耶稣的宝血在我的身上。
Because the blood of Jesus is on me.
当神看我的时候，神看见了基督在我的身上。
So when Jesus sees me, He sees Jesus in me.
他透过基督的宝血来看我们。
Through His blood, He's seeing me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在旧约神百姓出埃及的时候。
So in the Old Testament, when God's people exited.
那个伟大的逾越节。
This great Passover day.
神叫百姓把血涂在门口的门楣上面。
God commanded His people to put blood on the door frame.
所有的儿女们躲在房子里面。
All children's God are hiding inside the house.
那一天深夜，当灭命的天使出来的时候。
So when that day the angel came out.
圣经上讲了一句伟大的话语。
There's a great statement in the Bible.
好的，我一见这血，我就越过去。
When I see the blood, I will pass over.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
血是给神看的。
The blood is for God to look at.
血不是给我们去感觉的。
Not for us to feel.
不是我在这里感觉主耶稣今天赦免了我没有。
It's not for us to feel if we are forgiven or not.
不是我今天根据我犯罪的大跟小来决定我得赦免了没有。
It's not according to the extent of our sin.
当我们基督在宝血的底下的时候
，When we are under the precious blood，
神说我一看这血我就越过去。
God says whenever I see the blood, I will pass over.
审判离开我。
And the judge judgment will be
那个击杀和咒诅离开我们。
And the curse will be away from us.
神今天看你就如同看基督一样。
So when God sees us, it's just as God sees Jesus.
你要是纯全圣洁没有瑕疵。
The holy and without blemish.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
这是为什么我们每次在血的笔上。
That's why every time we are under the blood.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
We can be confident and come boldly before God.
在这里得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
And we can receive mercy and timely help.
他用他的血，他用他圣洁的生命，为我们买赎了这条回到神面前的道路。
By His blood, He has purchased this way for us to come back to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们真认识宝血,
if we really know the blood,
你在主的面前每一次去祷告的时候,
every time you come before God to pray,
你里面一定有一个蒙爱的感觉,
you will feel being loved.
因为我们今天是在他爱子的里面, 在基督里面蒙神悦纳,
because today we're being accepted in His beloved Son.
神看见我们又抱又亲，深爱我们。
When He sees us, God will embrace us because He loves us. Because He's accepting us through the blood of His Son.
当我们受尽归入基督的人，我们都是披戴基督了，基督在我们的外衣。
So when we are baptized, we're wearing Jesus. He's surrounding us.
藏身在他的里面。
We're hiding in Him.
这叫做圣洁公义的白袍，赐给了我们。
So this is the white robe that's holy and righteous given to us.
我们原来信主以前，我们的衣服。 说到我们的，我们这个人的行为像一个破烂污秽的衣服。
Before we accepted Jesus, our clothes, that means our behaviors are just a rotten clothes.
但是在基督里面，我们靠着羔羊的血，把衣裳洗得白净。
But in Jesus' blood, our robes are washed white and clean.
主把一个公义的衣袍，白袍子让我们穿在身上。
God has given us a white and righteous robe for us to wear.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
So we can come before God with confidence.
那在这里有第三个问题,
the third question here,
如果神这样子完全赦免我们的罪,
if God completely forgives our sins,
连我们过去不认识他之后所犯的罪,
including all the sins in the past,
连我们信主以后又犯的罪,
or the sins that we committed after we believe in Christ,
甚至连将来我们还不知道要犯的罪,
or even the sins that we will commit in the future,
神既然都完全赦免了,
if God forgives them all,
那我们基督徒是不是在主的面前可以随便,
now can we just be carefree?
我们是不是在主的面前可以任意犯罪?
Can we just casually sin now?
我们看一节圣经。
Let's look at another verse.
希伯来书第10章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
322页。
The book of Hebrews chapter 10.
我们请读28节29节。
Verses 28 to 29.
人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人，尚且不得连续而死。何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣名，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？ 请我们在这里注意啊。
Please be aware here. There's one type of people who especially offend God.
说到人践踏神的儿子,
because they tremble God's Son.
将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常,
and treat as unholy things the blood of the covenant that sanctify him.
又亵慢施恩的圣名,
and also insult the Spirit of grace.
你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重?
How much more severely do you think such men would deserve to be punished?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当我们真认识宝血伟大的功用的时候,
if we really know the great effect of the precious blood,
或许应该说, 我们如果先认识的, 我们原本该有的罪的结局,
or in another word, if we really know the severe consequence of our sin,
而因着基督伟大的宝血, 所给我们带来的自由和释放,
and yet because of the blood, we are so freed,
我们就不敢把基督的血当作平常。
Then we cannot treat the holy blood of the precious blood unholy.
我们真的会从心里面说这是宝血。
We will truly say from the bottom of my heart that this is precious blood.
何等伟大的宝血！
What a great precious blood!
流自于神对人类那个无限的爱。
flowing from this immense love God has for people.
我们亲爱的主耶稣为了爱我们的缘故从天上来到地上。
Our beloved Jesus came from heaven to earth because of love.
他不在乎他生长在最贫穷的马槽里面。
He was born in the poorest family.
他也不在乎在地上在一个穷木匠的家里面过这么贫苦的生活。
And he was
要知道神的责备跟仇敌的控告是完全不同的。
We have to know that there's a difference between God's reproach, God's light, and then the accusation of the enemy.
第一个，他们的源头不同，一个从神来，一个从撒旦来。
First, their origins are different. One is from God, and one is from Satan.
第二个，他们的方式不同。
Secondly, the method is different. The way is different.
神在这里光照责备我们的时候，神一次清清楚楚。
When God enlightens us, it's once and very clear.
而仇敌呢？就像那个滴滴答答滴滴答答下雨下不完的那种阴天一样啊，它来了又来，来了又来。
And then the accusation from the enemy is like a drizzling rain. It just keeps on coming, keeps on coming.
我不愿意用圣经上的话，就像唠叨的妇人啊，他就一直跟你唠叨，一直跟你唠叨。
He would just come and nag us.
一天到晚讲，早上讲，中午讲，晚上讲，到了教会还在讲。
He would just nag us all day in the morning and at night, even at church.
第三个，他来的目的不同。
Third, the purpose are different.
神是要叫我们蒙光照被拯救出来。
God wants us to see light and to be saved from it.
让我们能够从仇敌的权下被救出来，活在光明，活在爱子的里面。
So that we can be saved from the power of the darkness and live under light.
所以一个真正在神的面前被神责备光照过的人。
So a person who truly be reproached by God.
他在主的面前就更往前跨了一步。
He will make a further step in the Lord.
但撒旦来是要来破坏，是要来打垮我们这边。
But when Satan comes, he comes to destroy us.
他叫我们良心软弱，不敢侍奉，不敢服侍。
So that we will have this weak conscience and not to serve God.
所以第四个结局不同。
So the end result will be different.
一个被神光照责备过的人。
When the person is being reproached by God.
当他从神的光中出来的时候。
So when he comes in the light of God.
他里面会更谦卑在主的面前。
He will be more humble before God.
他的生命会更像神，因为有罪被审判从他身上出去。
And his life will be more like God because sin is being judged.
他会更紧紧地靠着主，在主的面前过敬虔的生活。
And he will hold on to God and live a holy life.
但是一个被仇敌控告完的。
But yet a person who is being accused by enemy.
他里面常常忧忧愁愁的。
He will always be worried.
他有一个很深的重担，一个捆绑在他的里面。
And there's a heavy burden and bondage.
有很多的恐惧和不安在他的里面。
There will be much worry and fear.
所以我们在神的家中，嘴巴闭起来，不敢再开口祷告。
So that you will be silent and will pray no more in God's house.
我们在很多的事情上，我们退缩下来。
And you will shrink and withdraw from many services.
那严重一点的话。
And even more severely.
他开始起来批评论断别人。
And he will come and start judging and criticizing people. And then they will say, oh, you're just like me. Equally bad. So there's a big difference between the light of God and the accusation of the enemy. So when we sin,
我们一定要带着一个卑微的心到主的面前。
We have to come before God with a humble heart.
要知道我们得罪最深得罪的是 sin against God, 得罪的神。
We have to know that the most severe thing is that we offended God.
我们愿意把自己放在神的光中。
So we should put ourselves under the light of God.
求主光照我们。
May God shine His light on us.
求主赦免我们。
And forgive us.
求主恢复我们。
Restore us.
求主再来保守我们活在他的爱中。
And keep us live in His love.
当主耶稣赦免了我们
When Jesus forgives us,
我们欢喜快乐
We rejoice,
我们存着感恩的心
With thanksgiving,
我们带着更深的爱更谦卑的态度来跟随他
We follow him with a humble heart
弟兄姊妹
Brothers
and sisters 人非圣贤孰能无过
It is true that there's no one holy who can be without blemish
但是人犯罪的结果
But yet the consequence of sin
不是靠着人可以完全解决的
Cannot be resolved by our own might.
也不是靠着你说我是大丈夫能做能当，我就去关就死了，关完再出来，人是好汉一条。
Oh, you can't just say, oh, okay, I'm responsible for everything I do, then I take all the consequences.
神里面的得罪 永远只有借着耶稣基督的宝血可以解决。
The offense you have made against God can only be resolved by the blood of Jesus.
借着他的宝血，
through His blood,
我们的罪得以赦免。
Our sins can be forgiven.
借着他的宝血，
through His blood,
我们的罪不仅仅得到赦免。
Not only that, our sins can be forgiven.
称义，
we can be justified by God.
神看我们如同看见他的儿子一样。
God, when God sees us just like He,
圣洁没有瑕疵，无可责备。
Holy and without blemish.
啊、底下我其他讲的几个点我今天没有空去讲他们。
I have other points but I have no time to go over them.
讲到在主的血里面、
talk about in His blood.
我们吃了主的肉喝了主的血。
We can eat His flesh and drink His blood.
让我们得到了永远的生命。
So that we have eternal life.
我们吃了主的肉喝了主的血。
When we drink His blood and eat His flesh.
主在我们里面我们在他里面说到我们跟他完全联合。
We remain in Him and He in us. This is the complete union of us.
我们借着主耶稣的宝血
through His blood
神说这是我跟你们立永约的凭据
God says this is the guarantee of the covenant of blood
所有新约里面一切的祝福
all the blessings mentioned in the New Testament
原来人没有资格承受的
none of us were qualified to
但是今天在血的底下我们可以承受
but under the blood we can all inherit
所以当时耶稣在立饼杯擘饼聚会的时候
so when Jesus set the table
当他拿起这个杯篮
when He took the cup
他说这是我立约的血
He says this is the blood of my covenant
是为你们所流出来的
shed for you
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹当每一次擘饼聚会的时候
every time when we come to the breaking of bread meeting
当我们手里面握着这个杯
when we hold the cup
我们的心要被主的爱融化
our hearts will be melted by the love of God
借着这个血
through this blood
我今天在这里手握着不是只有一个杯子而已
so what I'm holding now is not just a cup
整个新约一切的祝福和应许都在这里面
All the promises and the blessing of the New Testament is in this cup.
何等伟大的福分
What a great blessing.
我能够与基督一同有份
That we can partake with Jesus.
在这个血的里面
In this blood.
我得到了新约一切的祝福
I receive all the blessings in the New Testament.
弟兄们胜过他是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道
Those overcomers, they overcome him because of the blood of Lamb and the word of their own testimony.
不仅仅借着宝血胜过了仇敌的控告
Not only through the blood that we overcome the accusation of the enemy.
但是诗歌告诉我们在血里面有权力
The hymn also says there's power in the blood.
靠着宝血我们胜过仇敌
Through this blood we can overcome the enemy.
仇敌不能够来摸神的儿女们
So the enemy cannot touch God's people.
因为我们身上是由基督宝血所洒的
Because we're sprinkled by the blood.
仇敌怎么可能透过基督来摸我们？
How can enemy touch us through Jesus?
所以当我们在这里赶鬼的时候，
So when we cast out demons,
当我们在主的面前征战的时候，
When we fight in the spiritual warfare,
我们凭着羔羊的宝血，
By His blood,
他借着血把生命给了我们，
Through His blood, He gave us life.
他借着血把胜过仇敌的权柄给了我们。
Through the blood, He gave us authority to overcome sin.
不仅仅胜过了仇敌的控告而已。
Not only that we overcome the accusation of the enemy.
我们胜过了应付一切的权柄。
We overcome all the powers of the enemy.
大卫说，在我仇敌面前，你为我摆设宴席。
So David says, in front of my enemies, you set a table for me.
从来没有人敢在仇敌面前吃饭吃喝快乐。
Nobody ever dared to eat before the enemy.
除非我们已经知道得胜在我们的手中。
Unless we have the assurance of the victory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们每个主日早晨，
So every Lord's Day,
神都在仇敌面前为我们摆设饼杯，摆设宴席。
God always prepares a table before the enemy for us.
让我们吃主，让我们喝主。
So that we can eat and drink the Lord.
我们可以向仇敌夸胜。
And we can boast before our enemy.
每一次在血的底下，让我们摸着了神的爱。
Every time under the blood will be touched by His love.
啊，不是只是一个救恩的道理而已。
Not just a doctrine about salvation.
不是只是为了解决我们心里的不安而已。
Or just to ease our conscience.
在血里面，让我们碰着了神圣的大爱。
And the blood will be touched by God's love.
当我们碰到这个爱的时候
，When we are touched by this love,
这个爱会激励我们。
This love will encourage us.
让我们爱他。
To love Him.
让我们胜过罪恶。
So that we can overcome sin.
所以启示录第五章第一章第五节告诉我们。
So Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 tells us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
By His own blood, He freed us from sin.
请弟兄姊妹注意，在这里不是说用自己的血赦免我们的罪恶。
Please note here, He didn't say with His own blood He forgive us sins.
是的，他的血永远赦免我们的罪。
Yes, He always forgive us sins through the blood.
但是在这里讲了一句非常重要的话。
But here, this is a very important statement.
他用他自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
By His own blood, He freed us from sin.
为什么？
Why?
因为他爱我们,
because he loves us.
当我们碰到血,
when we are touched by the blood, we are touched by his love.
这个爱让我们可以胜过血,
and this love can help us to overcome sin.
结束的时候讲一个小小的故事,
before conclusion, I will tell you a small story.
为着在座的小朋友们,
for the little ones.
我们从小生长的, 我在台湾长大的,
I grew up in Taiwan.
在那边有一个县叫做嘉义,
and there was a county called 嘉义.
嘉义曾经出现过一个很有名的人,
and there was a very famous person.
叫做吴凤.
His name is 吴凤.
他是在清朝康熙年间的一个人.
And he was born in the Qing Dynasty.
他博学,
he was a learned person with many skills.
非常的安静, 非常的慈祥的一个人,
and he was a merciful person, very quiet.
他很年轻的时候就随着父母亲到台湾, 所以就在嘉义, 住在嘉义.
He went to Taiwan when he was young with his parents.
那个时候台湾大部分, 嘉义那边有很多的山地同胞.
That time there were natives.
所以当他来到这边的时候, 吴凤非常的爱他们.
So when he came there, Wu Feng really loved these natives. So he learned their languages.
他也去了解他们的风俗习惯,
and tried to understand their customs.
他用各样的方法帮他们, 教育他们,
and tried all means to educate them.
就后来这个汉人从福建到台湾来的越来越多.
So gradually the Han people moved to Taiwan more and more.
因为他们生活的方式不同, 所以常常起冲突.
And then they start to have conflict with the natives because of their different customs and habits.
那满清政府就决定要立一个官来管理他们。
So the Qing Dynasty decided to establish official to govern them.
所以就立了吴凤作为通事, 在那边管理他们。
So they set they assigned 吴凤 as the governor.
那吴凤做官以后, 把这个整个三地同胞管理的井然有序, 把他们带得非常的好。
And so he was a great leader for these native villagers.
所以这些三地同胞非常非常的爱戴他们。
And then they all loved him very much.
他们是一个最亲爱的长子, 他们非常的爱他们。
They all loved him very much.
但是这些三地同胞有一个习惯,
but yet they have a custom.
他们为了要让农作物能够有丰收,
in order to have harvest,
他们每一年要献一个人的头,
every year they will sacrifice one,
他杀一个人把他的人头献给神,
they will kill a person and offer the head to their god.
所以吴凤劝他们, 他们就是不听,
and 吴凤 tried to stop this custom, but they wouldn't listen.
那有一次这个汉朝的, 这个汉人跟这个三地同胞起冲突, 结果有40多个汉人被杀了。
And one time there was a great conflict and about 40 Han people were killed.
那吴凤退而求其次的就请求他们, 说你们可不可以这40多年不要再杀人，一年用一个人头来献祭。
So Wu Feng suggested that now that you have killed 40 people, can you just use these heads and then so that you will have peace for 40 years?
所以这些三胞答应他们, 所以有40年, 他们献祭不需要杀人, 就用这些已经死掉的人。
So they agreed, so for 40 years they just offered these dead people's head and then they didn't kill anymore.
40年结束之后,
after 40 years,
这些三地同胞又来跟他要人头。
So these villagers came to Wu Feng and asked for head.
那吴凤怎么样子劝他们没有用。
And doesn't matter how hard he tried to stop them,
他勉强拖延了三年。
So they dragged down for 3 years.
觉得第三年的时候, 台湾碰到饥荒。
On the third year there was famine.
所以这些三胞就非常的生气, 他们说我们不能再听你的话。
So the natives are very angry. They say, we can listen to you no more.
他说我们今年非要献祭不可。
We have to offer the sacrifice this year.
那吴凤无可奈何告诉他们。
So 吴凤 says,
他说我知道有一个人明天早晨会从那条路上经过我的办公室附近。
He says, I know there's one person who will pass by my office tomorrow morning.
他会穿着红衣, 身上戴着红帽子。
He will be wearing a red robe with a red hat.
好的，那你们就干脆拿他的头去献祭好了。
You can just take his head.
好，三胞跪下来谢谢他。
So they all knelt down before him and thank him.
第二天早上,
so the next morning,
三胞一大早就埋伏在那里。
All the natives were ready.
果然看到一个人穿着红衣服戴着红帽子慢慢走过来。
So they saw this person wearing red robe and red hat.
我想我们都知道底下的结局。
I think we all know the story, right?
三胞冲上去把他杀了，把他的头砍下来。
The natives just went up and killed this person and get the person. When they get the head, and then they realized this is Wu Feng's head.
他们全场大哭。
And they all wept bitterly.
他们在那边大大的后悔这件事情。
They regretted so much.
所以从那一次以后, 这个不好的习惯, 不好的习俗, 他们就把它给革除掉。
From that time on, the bad custom was stopped.
在这里他们碰到了一个人的爱。
Because they are touched by a love.
他甘心替那些不知道的过路客而死掉。
this person was willing to die for all these strangers.
因为原来这些山包都是去杀那些谁经过这里他就杀谁。
Because originally the natives would just kill the passengers, the passers
by. 罗马书第五章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 5 tells us.
为义人死是少有的。
Rarely will a person die for righteous person.
为人人死或者有感受的。
There might be some to die for a good man.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，他就为我们死。
Yet Christ died for us when we were still sinners.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。 And
this is the love of God demonstrated to us.
弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣的死比无缝不知道大多少倍。
The death of Christ is much, much bigger than Wu Feng's death.
你再怎么样, 无缝仍然是一个有罪的人。
Because no matter what, Wu Feng himself is a sinner too.
他是圣洁伟大的神, 借着永远的
Eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God. His blood can wash away all our sins so that we can be reconciled to God. We can inherit eternal life. We can receive all the blessings of the New Testament. We can overcome all the power and accusation of the enemy. We can proceed, move forward in his love. In his love we walk this heavenly road.
虽然我们还会偶尔滑跌跟失败,
we might occasionally slip and fail,
但是主的血永远有功效,
but yet the blood of Jesus is always effective, always working.
好，我们的信息就停在这里。
This concludes my message.
请我们一起低头, 我们有些祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.